At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, well, calling tonight's game, NBA on TNT. We hear him during the football season. We are hearing him during the postseason of the NBA. Spiro Dedis, thank you for coming on the show with us. And make sense of what's going on in the Eastern Conference right now, Spiro, because we do not understand any of it.
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with you. I was actually hoping you guys could make some sense for me at what we're witnessing, because we're just as confused as you guys are, believe me.
Well, Spiro, I'd like to try to blame injuries, but I don't know. That seems to go out the window for a lot of teams. The only thing I can say, it feels cheap to say this. They had a series against Miami. Miami did not put in a lot of effort into the series. Meanwhile, like, you see what the Knicks are doing. The Knicks were in a boxing match of sorts against the Detroit Pistons. It's really sharpened them against the Boston Celtics. I know it was a gentleman's sweep, but I don't think there was anything gentlemanly about Milwaukee and the Indiana Pacers. And it seems like, man, the Pacers, like, people here are calling them dirty. Okay, to some degree, maybe, but I just think that they're pushing the Cavs around, and it's a problem we've dealt with over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think the first thing is, right off the top, I think people have underestimated this Indiana team for whatever reason. I think we forget how quickly we forget that this team last year had that incredible run to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I just think we minimize what a run like that does for a group that is as talented and is as, I think, together as this Indiana team is. You know, they've got a fantastic coach, a guy who I've long said has been one of the most underrated coaches in the league. He's just, for whatever reason, Rick Carlisle is just never in the conversation when we talk about the best coaches, and I think that's a mistake. I think great coaching goes such a long way in a seven-game series in the NBA postseason. And, you know, the other thing, watching these two teams the other night, the first thing that came to mind is, you know, you've got, on the one side, you've got a Cleveland team that obviously had just a magnificent regular season. They were just incredible. The consistency they played with was mind-blowing how good they were for such long stretches with the winning streaks that they put together and all that stuff. But, you know, and again, I know that they won a playoff series last year, but they haven't had a deep run yet in the postseason. And so it's almost like, you don't want to say they're going through this for the first time, but as a group, they haven't had many postseason experiences together. And I just think the way that Indiana bounced back from that 22-point home loss in Game 3, a game which I think would have imploded a lot of other kind of weaker-minded teams, I think we saw one team on the one side, Indiana, a team that's had the postseason experience of a deep playoff run, versus a team like Cleveland that maybe was a little unsure of itself in a game like that. Because when you lose a game like that, I think it's deeper than just saying, hey, this is an off night. You know, we'll bounce back like we see so often in the regular season. There was something deeper going on there, and it was very disconcerting to watch. I'm sure if you're a coach of this Cleveland team after the season that they just had, and a fan that was watching that game.
Well, just listening to Kenny Atkinson after the game, I mean, the team seemed shell-shocked. How they could come out, turn the ball over, all of a sudden, some of that great chemistry they had all season seemed to be blown up. Indiana picking them up full court. The Cavaliers players picking up their dribble at half court. Just none of it made any sense. So how do you think they use the fact that already in this series they had bounced back from a tough deficit to now have to do it again? Plus, the good news is, you do have two potential home games here to try to make up a 3-1 deficit. Normally, you have to do the opposite.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best thing they have going for them, certainly. I mean, the building was incredible. Probably the loudest building I've ever been in game two. It was just unbelievable. The one thing that I think has not been great for Cleveland is that as amazing as Donovan has been in this series, and I said it on the air the other night, I think he's broken through another threshold of superstardom in this postseason. You know, the level that he's taken his game, the load that he's had on his shoulders, he's performed at a level that even for him, I don't think we've seen before. You know, with the back-to-back 40-point games, I mean, he was physically spent. I mean, I've rarely seen a game where an athlete has literally used every ounce of energy the way he did in game two to almost single-handedly win that game for him. But the flip side of that is, and I saw this working for the Lakers for 6 years with Kobe, you know, before they got Powell and before they gave him the reinforcements that he needed to go win his last couple of championships. I just think it's become something where it's almost too much Donovan. You know, even – you know, take away game two where they had the other guys missing. I just think the offense has gotten a little too Donovan heavy at times, and it's taken away a little bit from what made this team great. Now, part of that is some of these other supporting cast players have not performed well. They're not carrying their weight, so Donovan has felt the need to do more. But they just have to find a way to get back to what made them so great, where, you know, Evan Mobley's getting his shots. The guys coming off the bench are performing at the level that they did during the regular season. And if they need to figure that out. I mean, if they don't, their season's going to end potentially as early as tonight. So, you know, a lot of that goes to what Indiana does defensively. It goes back to what we've said with Rick Carlisle, the way that they've schemed. And that's the other thing that makes the NBA postseason versus the regular season so different. The coaching matchups. How do these coaches scheme against each other? How do these staffs, you know, look at the film and try to take away the first one or two things that a team wants to do. And I think we're seeing the effects of that as well in this series.
Spiro Dedis joining us, NBA on TNT, CBS Sports. You watch him with a couple of the Browns games over the last couple of years, certainly. But we're watching him doing these playoff games on TNT. And Spiro, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You just gave me the answer. But I'll put words in my own mouth here, obviously. Boy, that's another great quote, Owen, you can use. When you say almost too much Donovan, that sounds to me like, all right, we're going through another playoff problem again where other guys just kind of get stuck in the mud and they're waiting on Donovan to do something instead of creating their own offense.
Yeah, I mean, I hesitate to say it that way. I just think we have to give Indiana the credit. I think too often we see a team lose and a team, you know, we hear the postgame comments and they say, well, it wasn't them, it was us. And I think that, you know, that does a disservice. I mean, look, Indiana is such an impressive group because, and Greg Anthony has talked about this, when you look at matchups in a playoff series, you always tend to give the advantage to the team that has the best player or players. And because Indiana doesn't necessarily have that super, superstar, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, I think we could all agree, is a burgeoning star in this league, and he's had an amazing postseason. You know,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On a lot of nights, Indiana is not going to have the best player on the floor. And that could trick you into thinking that this is not a team that is a legit title contender. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's another myth that this Indiana team can potentially shatter with this group, because they're very unique in that they can all pass, they can all shoot, they can all dribble, you know, they're just all really good basketball players. And I think the totality of what they have as a group overcomes some of their shortcomings. And what they did the other night was as impressive a basketball display at both ends of the floor that I've seen in a postseason game. I mean, that was, it was unbelievable to watch. It was crazy in that it was happening against a Cleveland team that's just had this incredible 64-win regular season. And I think we have to be careful of just saying, you know, this is about the Cavs' shortcomings in this series, what they haven't done well, and not kind of giving Indiana their due, because this is a group that is putting something together now, you know, potentially with a second straight year of getting to the conference finals.
Spiro, what was going through your mind when there was almost a Donnybrook that took place on the floor? Mathurin, DeAndre Hunter, and were you surprised by the verdict after they went to the tape? And do you ever worry about what, like, one fan base might think of the way you adjudicate something or your analyst? Because obviously the fans are always going to think in their hometown that the refs did them in or the other team was dirty. What did you think of the whole situation?
Well, my first fear was that we were looking right at DeAndre when he started to pace towards Benedict Mathurin. You know, it almost seemed like he was going to try to cold cock him. So the fact that it was a push instead of a punch, I think we were all, you know, happy in that moment that it didn't escalate and that, you know, that both benches didn't clear and we had some melee that we've seen so many times over the years in the postseason. So I thought the officials did a nice job. I was mildly surprised that DeAndre didn't get ejected. I mean, as Greg said on the air, we've seen guys get thrown out of games for lesser offenses than that. But I think you can make an argument that they got it right. You know, I thought what Benedict did was what it was. I mean, it was a closed fist to the midsection. It was something that could instigate something that could have become something bigger. And yes, in those situations, I've learned, say as little as possible. You know, when we do the NFL, we have the luxury of having Gene Steratore, who hops on with us and you know, can educate us on the rule book and what exactly the officials are looking at. But I thought they did a great job. And, you know, a lot of times the psychological kind of response to that is so telling. And, you know, sometimes the team that's losing uses something like that and comes back. But my God, obviously the opposite happened for the Cavs.
I thought the Cavs were going to have a huge advantage in this series with Evan Mobley, who took a leap this year offensively. We already know about his defensive prowess. And then having Jared Allen. Now, Jared Allen very quietly had a really, really good first three games of this series, was not so good last game, but they have not owned that matchup in a way I thought they would. In fact, Mobley only had three shot attempts in the first half last game. Don't you think this kind of seems like a game where he's going to be empowered to be a lot more aggressive?
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and I think it's one of my biggest kind of I want to say gripes with the Cavs in this series. I mean, he had such a great season this year, guys. I mean, as you guys saw all year, the development is his offensive game. I think the commitment that Donovan showed to empower him, to give him the space to become the offensive player that he did, was a big part of the team that they were. And, you know, not only just the other night, I go back to game two. I think he only had 13 shots. The previous game that he played prior to the injury, I think he only had 13 shots. To me, that's just not enough for Evan Mobley. Not against this Indiana team. You know, maybe in the first round against the Heat, where you're clearly outclassing your opponent. But against a team like the Pacers, they need their second best player to play like that. And maybe to have stretches where he's the focal point of the offense. Until you have that, you know, you're going to have great regular seasons. You're going to maybe win a playoff series or two. But I just don't think that you can make deep runs in the postseason without multiple guys, you know, your best players playing their best basketball at this time of year. There's just been too many stretches where Mobley's been too quiet. And whether that's on him, whether that's on the rest of the group, that's a question for Kenny Atkinson. But clearly they need more from him, especially on a night like tonight. Whether or not Donovan plays, you know, if he does play, what's he going to be able to give them? This night is about Evan Mobley as it is about anyone else.
It was bizarre to see the footage that you guys were able to show after halftime with Donovan Mitchell coming out. A non-contact injury during shoot-around wasn't necessarily going that hard. Didn't seem to be a lot of urgency by the rest of the Cavaliers to, like, run over there and help out their best guy. So I know at the risk of, you know, having an awkward response like we had with Jared Greenberg earlier in the week, where I asked him about body language with Darius Garland. What do you think is going on with Donovan Mitchell? Because, you know, last year he couldn't play game five against the Celtics. That was a calf strain. He's had both calf strain and a re-aggravation of the ankle. At least publicly, that's what they're sharing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It was, you know, I was not on the court when that happened. You know, we came back and we saw the same footage that you know, that we showed you guys during the game. I don't think most of the team was out on the court yet, to be honest. I think they were just kind of trickling out there. So that was one thing. Second, I mean, it's just unfortunate, but, you know, is it really surprising? Guys, I mean, when you see how taxed his body has been in this series and how much he's pushed his body physically to the limit that I think, you know, it's just sometimes it doesn't make sense. I mean, the way he was knocked to the floor in that game, too, I think back to how physical that game was, and what he's had on his plate, what he's had on his shoulders in terms of the burden. I mean, the fact that they were in a position to win that game up 20, it was just a testament to Donovan. I mean, I know that they had some other contributors in that game and then key moments, but that was as impressive a game as I've ever seen, and I just think that takes a toll on someone's body. And Greg said this the other night. I mean, the bumps, you know, every time he comes down the court, he's taking contact, hitting the floor. I mean, that takes so much out of a player. And so to see him now, his body give out now for a second straight year at this time of year, I think tells us a little bit about the burden that Donovan has had on his shoulders. And it's unnatural. You know, I don't think it's healthy for him. I don't think it's healthy for the team. And you know, just like everyone here, we're just hoping that he can play and he can give this team something tonight.
Spiro, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy your time here in Cleveland. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Spiro Dedis on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Have you talked yourself into winning game five yet, Tone?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if everybody agrees with you or whether or not the Cavs have to earn their affections.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.